Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
This is the show where we take your questions. We give you the best possible advice we can to help you be a better gardener. Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. It's called Garden Pros because we are professional gardeners. That's what we do. Garden centers, gardening, horticulture, plant growth, nursery growth. Sitting here with Anita Nelson, the wonderful Anita Nelson.
Good morning, Danny.
From Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Thank you.
Anita spends a lot of time growing her own for sale water plants because they're hard to find good ones out there.
Yes.
So she's truly like a professional, an expert in kind of this special area. So also an avid veggie and berry grower.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And just an all-around great gal.
That I agree with too.
All right. Yes. So we are in agreement that she's awesome. Okay, so we're here answering your garden questions. Hope to hear from you. 713-572-4610. I got you for an hour. Well, now 55 minutes. But we're going to kind of get into practical tips, assessing problems. Like if you've got a problem, what do you do? You know, how do you handle? What's the first step? Things like that. I'm just teasing this. You don't answer the question now.
No, I got something to talk about and along those lines.
Wonderful.
Yes.
That's great. And so that's kind of what we're going to really get into this hour. Hopefully, we'll be kind of helping you with your problems. And yeah, that's what we do. So this hour is really cool because we are doing a free MicroLife giveaway. So everyone who calls in with a question gets a 7-pound jug of MicroLife. And that is a lot of MicroLife. So this, it's like maybe a half gallon size, maybe a third gallon. It's a lot. And just to say a few words about MicroLife, not only are they kind of generously rewarding you for getting free gardening advice, you lucky devils, but they're amazing. It's an amazing quality. So it's like crafted with really like the best ingredients imaginable to feed soil. We've just been talking about healthy soil for a while with Sherry, and MicroLife is geared to that. They see healthy soils as a way to have healthy plants, and a way to have healthy plants in this world is having healthy people through good air, through good food, all that stuff. And so they've crafted their products to be extremely good at feeding plants and feeding soil. It's my go-to stuff for using my veggie beds, which again, like, for the vegetable gardeners out there, that's like the golden grail. That's like the holy space, is that you have like this stuff that you're going to put into your body. You know, it's not like your lawn where you got to mow it, you want it green, you want it healthy. I do use it on my lawn too. But in the veggie bed, that stuff's going in my body. And so I can't really give a higher praise to MicroLife than I use it in my own vegetable beds. And they care about health. They care about safety. It doesn't burn plants because it's soil food. You can't use too much of it because it's soil food. It feeds microbes. And then the plants then, in turn, gain all the nutrients that the microbes have and that the MicroLife has, and are making new, better, greener, healthier growth. They have a whole line of dry stuff and a whole line of wet stuff. So the granules you just kind of put out where you need it, and you water it in, and it takes a little while, and it works dreamily. Or if you want to go with kind of their liquid amendments, you can do a soil drench and really get it down where the roots are right now. So look for your MicroLife at your favorite nursery or garden pro location. We all sell it. We all have it. And for more details on their incredibly wonderful range of products, go to microlifefertilizer.com, MicroLife, making life better.
Seems like these days, temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But for what you are paying in yearly cost for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Have peace of mind that a Mueller Metal Building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or visit your local Mueller location. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
Flickering, dimming, or blinking lights? They are all warning signs of dangerous electrical problems. Hi, I'm Will, a master electrician with Right Touch Electrical. Do-it-yourself doesn't include electrical repairs. At Right Touch, our home safety experts diagnose and repair faulty electrical systems safely. It's what we do every day. Plus, there are no travel fees for resident homeowners in our service area during normal business hours. Take the guesswork out of your flickering lights. Call Right Touch Electrical. Find us online at righttouchelectrical.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros, sitting here with the wonderful Anita Nelson.
I'm sitting here with the wonderful Danny Milliken.
I'm sitting here with the super great Anita Nelson. Okay, great. We're on Sports Radio 610. We'd love to hear your questions. 713-572-4610. And today you ask a question and you get a 7-pound jug of MicroLife. That is a pretty good deal for you.
So worth it.
So you're really, when it comes down to it, you're getting expert advice on your question and some free MicroLife. That is the jam. Okay. You're going to call in. We can't wait. Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about, Anita, is this time of year, there's all these different like symptoms happening, you know, and that's what this show is all about, helping people be better gardeners. But, people are seeing sooty mold. They're seeing chinch bugs. They're seeing just fading plant leaves. Mm-hmm. All these different things are happening. And really what I want to help people do is not to like give them direct advice on assessing what the final product is, but what are the best steps they can take when they're trying to assess a problem. Because really, we want you to understand what you're dealing with. You know, if something's, you got a couple bites missing from your citrus plant, we don't want you to come in and, you know, totally pesticide the whole plant and kill everything. We want you to understand what's happening.
Yeah, I've got sooty mold on my blueberries right now, some of them.
Yeah.
And I was going to try using milk this time.
Oh, cool.
See if that would work. A friend of mine was told it's 30% milk spray. I'll let you know how that works. But what are your solutions for sooty mold?
So let's just tell the nice people what sooty mold is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a mold that grows on aphid poo, basically.
Ew, aphid poopies. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So whenever you see sooty mold,
it's black and you can rub it off the leaf, but it interferes with the plant's ability to produce its own food.
And breathe.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but whenever you see it, it does mean that you have some sort of infestation. So mealybugs also make it. Mm-hmm. Scale makes it. But sooty mold grows on these bugs' doodles. So they pee and poo at the same time, kind of like birds. Lands on a leaf. Sooty mold grows on it. Mm-hmm. So whenever you see sooty mold, you have two problems.
Yes.
And so whenever you walk out, you're looking at your althea or your blueberries or whatever. Japanese blueberries are famous for sooty mold because it gets scale. And you see this kind of black covering on all your leaves and you're like, oh no. So I would say the first step is to find the infestation. So what are some steps kind of to take to find infestation above sooty mold?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, let's just say that it's aphids.
I've had it happen before and I don't see any aphids. I don't see any of the other bugs, but it's there.
So aphids, scale, mm-hmm. can make it mealybug. Mealybug's like a white, fluffy bug.
Mm-hmm.
Aphids are, people call them plant lice, or like white lice, things like that. But they're not lice related at all. Aphids are their own huge category. Usually they're up on new growth.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes on a bigger tree or bigger plant, they'll be way up on the top around where the new growth is.
Do you think they're in the trees above the blueberries?
I would think that's probably it.
Yeah.
Depending on that type of tree.
Because they are in shade, and it's mostly water oaks.
Yeah.
I'm shading my blueberries.
Well, so that there's a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really want to investigate the plant. So mm-hmm. always look at the brand new tips, mm-hmm. brand new growth. Scale right under the leaf.
Yes.
You're not going to see it. If you're standing above a blueberry looking down, you may not see scale because it's going to be under the leaf. And so I generally don't stress too much about sooty mold itself. Because I want to get rid of the problem and it'll flake off eventually. Milk is a great solution. It's got lactic acid. It'll help kind of flake it off. And it's got protein, which kind of can help the plant get there. It's a nitrogen source. And so aphids are, to me, they're easy if I can find them. I blast them off with water,
mm-hmm.
and generally I'll spray the plant with molasses.
Yeah.
And that works too good for city mold for me. Is the kind of, it's a dual approach with molasses.
Yeah, I'm thinking though my problem is in the trees above. Probably.
That's a, yeah. And so all of those sucking insects, right, mm-hmm. why are they coming to the plant?
Well, I live in a heavily forested area. I actually have no grass.
Oh, cool.
And at this time of year, I always pay real close attention to the trees because they start to defoliate. Some of them, and then I need, it's time to put a little bit of water on these trees. But this year I took a page from the Danny Milliken book.
Ooh.
Yeah, and one water oak in particular, I mean, water oaks aren't the best trees in the world, but they're next to the house and they provide shade, is I put 10 bags of compost on it.
Nice.
And then I've been watering it in really heavily with the MicroLife, the super seaweed one.
It's a jam.
And because you can't spray the foliage on the trees,
right?
Way
it's too
up
high.
There. It's up there. And I've also been spraying it on. I have a Japanese maple, which has been in the same pot for about 10 years now, and I don't want to take it out of the pot.
So, right.
Yeah, I've been spraying it with the super seaweed, and it's really looking a lot better. And I've been spraying on these two pawpaw trees that I have. But at this time of year, I start seeing all the trees start to stress really badly, and I'm wondering if that's when the
Well, and that's we're going to jump into that next is kind of seasonal issues. So
yes.
Sitting here with Anita Nelson, you can join the conversation 713-572-4610. You can be like John and get your question in. John, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How are you guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
John.
Morning.
Hey, maybe a dumb question. So my neighbor's grass is really, really dark, dark green, and mine is like a lime green. Besides throwing some compost down, I'm wondering, do I just need to get a new lawnmower that doesn't cut as low? Not only, you know, they just have a really thick, it just looks like their grass is super, super thick. So I'm curious, am I just cutting too low, you know, with the extreme heat here in Houston? Do I just need to raise my mower? And then, you know, obviously compost like you guys are talking about, would that just do the trick and get it green over time? Or do I need to put some, like, fertilizer, the granules during the summer, or you're not supposed to do that during the summer? What do you guys think?
So, yeah, thanks, John, for the question.
Well, my first thought is, does your neighbor have Bermuda grass and maybe you have St. Augustine? Or do you have both?
No, it's about the same. It's the same,
same grass?
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John, mowing higher, St. Augustine really wants to be kept like 3.5-4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, you know, that when you can keep it at that height, you really start overcoming weather problems. You keep moisture in the area. The roots get a little bit deeper. And, you know, you keep shade on the ground so that the ground doesn't get quite as hot and evaporation doesn't happen quite as quickly. And so I would say that that's a really good first step. The kind of fertilizer we talk about that comes in granular – that especially for lawns is just going to be the MicroLife 624, and it is not going to burn. It can't burn. So the thing that burns lawns is salts, and as they divide up ionically, it sucks water up and no water gets in the plant. And so it turns the water to not water actually is what happens. But MicroLife can't burn. So yeah, I would say like this weekend, getting a couple bags of MicroLife now, you know, and laying that down on top of your grass after you mow. But yes, getting to mow a little bit taller. And then when it cools off a little bit, just because you'll be doing the work, right, is doing a compost top dressing will really help you out. And one thing, if your neighbor's got a really lush, beautiful lawn, you can always ask your neighbor what they're doing. But I have a lush, beautiful lawn. My approach is always going to be compost top dressing, at least one MicroLife kind of application a year, and then yes, I mow pretty tall. I mow at 4 inches. So, yeah. Thanks so much, man, for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good day.
How do you mow at 4 inches? How does that?
My mower. You raise your mower up.
Uh-huh.
So I have a Toro, which is you can go to 5 inches. And it's the reason I got the Toro because it has that higher option. And so basically the highest level on most mowers is 3.5.
Yes.
And I would just mow there. I would mow as high as possible. So we're, you know, we love answering questions, love answering garden questions. John's going to get some free MicroLife. You can too. 713-572-4610. And stick around. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we will be right back.
Southwest Fertilizer. Sounds like the perfect place to find fertilizer. Yep, we do that. Southwest Fertilizer is also the perfect place for lawn and garden tools, organic supplies. The place to get your lawnmower fixed, blade sharpened, grab some wild bird feed, or simply find the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Come see us at Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. Bet you'll love what you find. Southwest Fertilizer. That's southwestfertilizer.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros. Anita Nelson from Nelson Water Gardens.
Hi, Danny.
Hi. Also, Danny, as she mentioned. We're here helping you address your problems. And, yeah, Anita, we're talking about solving problems in this summertime heat.
Yeah, we were talking about John, and I also thought maybe if you really have the energy and put some of the MicroLife Super Seaweed in a pump-up sprayer and spray your lawn, because within 12 hours it'll turn greener.
Yeah.
And it'll, you'll see a difference.
Stuff works really good. You get a kind of explosion of activity in the soil. Yeah. It's really, really great. Hey, this is Home Show Garden Pros. If you're looking for Tom Tynan, Tom's still here. He's still part of the, he's still the guy. And his show just got bumped back an hour from 9 to noon. So he gets to sleep in, and I get an extra hour to talk gardening with my wonderful garden pros. So 713-572-4610. Chris, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question, Chris?
Yes, sir. I have a question about a peach tree. I live out in Katy, actually right next to Nelson Water Gardens.
Hey.
And, all right.
I'm going to ask my few questions, and then I'll hang up and listen for your answers, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, we're planting a peach tree, and I was just kind of, is this okay, a good time of year to plant? What type of peach tree? And then what kind of nutrition to give it, and how often to water? And like I said, I'm glad y'all are on an extra hour, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Well, thanks, buddy. Good questions. Anita, you got some thoughts?
No, I've never grown peaches here.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, I'll just say this, Chris, is that my favorite type of peach tree is called Tropic Snow. It's delicious. It's wonderful. It's kind of hard to find. It's a big white peach. You really should be looking for anything that's kind of taste tested by someone that you know, be it someone that works at Nelson's or someone who knows about fruit and stuff. But you want something low chill. I was at a nursery one time that she'll go unnamed, but they had this thing called a sunburst peach, and it was 1,100 chill hours.
Yeah, so, you need to explain what chill hours are. People understand why that's important.
Well, you want to take it?
Yeah. The tree, peach trees have evolved over time, and they won't set fruit unless there's a certain number of hours below freezing. And so there are varieties that have been developed for this area that will produce fruit as long as you have the chill hours. And our winters have gotten colder, so
yeah.
People have been more successful with growing peaches recently than in the past.
So, you know, Nelson Water Garden area is probably like 500 chill hours average per year. So if you're getting something 350, you're going to get chill out. You're going to get something every year. So Mid Pride is a great peach. May Pride is a great peach. Anything that starts with Tropic is going to be low chill hours, but that's what you want to look for, Chris, is the low chill hour peaches. And I would say that when you find one, if you start looking now, right, and you find one, yes, it's a good time to plant. So really great time to plant trees, fruit trees, is fall, because once you get them in the ground, you get them established, their roots start to get established, slowly growing over winter, then they're in place, and boom, spring growth happens. Make sure you don't plant too low. That's the big kicker with peaches. They will die very quickly if they're planted too low. You're better planting them a little bit too high, covering them with compost and mulch. There is a product that you guys sell. It's a Humates.
A C-mate.
C-Mate.
Yes, yeah.
And it's going to be really great. So getting some mulch down, planting with, you know, like cotton burr or something like that, compost, around the roots in the hole, mixing the hole together, topping off some mulch, and then really soaking it in with that C-Mate stuff will be the way to go. So I think that you guys have peaches at Nelson Watering Garden right now?
No, we've all of our fruit trees, and most nurseries have sold out of all their fruit trees. Everybody wants to plant in the spring, but fall is really the best time to plant.
Yeah, the irony.
It's always been a problem in the nursery industry.
Definitely. So, Chris, tracking down that peach tree is going to be the difficult part, but yeah, go ahead and plant right away and head up to Nelson's to get all the good stuff to plant it. So, Chris is talking peaches. We'd love
to. Wait a minute. Come into Nelson's and say you want a peach tree, and maybe we'll try to get one for you.
There we go. Yeah, so start with Nelson's. I love that, especially if you're right by them.
Yes. We'll try to get one for you.
And I can help you guys out, and I know people who know people.
Okay.
So Chris is talking about peaches, mm-hmm. which is a delicious fruit. 713-572-4610, Home Show Garden Pros. Peaches are cool. They grow pretty quickly. They make a lot of fruit, highly extractive from the soil. So best way to get kind of life back in the soil is compost, namely Nature's Way compost. Using things like MicroLife, making sure you can get air down in there. That's what the compost really does too. Good for the tree. Also really important for your lawn. If you're having lawn struggles, be it fungal problems or bug problems, anything like that, you need to improve your soil's health. Best and easy way to do that is a compost top dressing after an aeration. And that's a lot of work. So renting an aerator is tough. Getting all the compost to cover your whole yard is hard to source, hard to calculate. And you can kind of skip those difficult steps by contacting year-round organic lawn solutions. So these guys are great. They love the soil. They service all the Houston area. And what they do is they focus on making your soil healthier. And really, unless your soil is healthy, you're always going to be struggling with patches, with chinch bugs, with everything. Soil health also really affects lawn resilience. So, like, let's say you do have a crisis, you know, how fast does your lawn come back from that crisis? That is wholly dependent on your soil's health. And so organic year-round is the way to improve your soil's health. So they provide all these services. They don't come in, do it, and then leave you alone. They're going to kind of be committed to making sure that they're around to make sure that your space is truly healthy. So take a look at your lawn. You can decide if it's perfect, then you don't need these guys. If you want to see improvements, you really need to contact year-round organic lawn solutions.
Maybe Paul should contact them.
Yeah, I think Paul probably
that
should give them.
Help
John.
Him a lot. John. It was John.
Yeah, John should, yeah. So safe for pets, plants, and kids. That's great advice. John, John, you should go to yearroundhouston.com, and a great way to get better lawn and reduce your watering bills. So yearroundhouston.com.
How do professional flower growers and landscapers grow healthy, beautiful plants? They have a secret. ColorStar and NutriStar fertilizer from Nelson Plant Food, Texas made, using scientifically balanced ingredients. Targeted nutrition helping plants grow faster, stronger, needing less water and fungicides. Now you know, grow like a pro. Use Nelson Plant Food. Look for the gold star at Garden Pro Nurseries or find a nearby store at nelsonplantfood.com.
Where are you taking me, Tom?
Behind the scenes of the Sports Radio 610 Clock Tower, Danny.
They have one?
Every station does. Hand me that wrench.
What are you doing?
Tweaking the works. Moving Home Show Radio back 1 hour. There, 9 to noon.
9 to noon? What about that 8 a.m. hour?
All yours and the Garden Pros.
2 hours of Home Show Garden Pros?
7 till 9.
Hey, can this thing make us younger, too?
We're going to need a bigger wrench.
Synchronize your watches. Home Show Radio starts at 7 a.m. with the Garden Pros. Now on Saturdays from 7 to 9 a.m. Then Tom Tynan, 9 till noon on Sports Radio 610. The Garden Pros will be right back. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is the Home Show Garden Pros. If you're looking for Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan, he starts at 9 o'clock. So he's got 3 hours from 9 to noon. Lucky guy gets to sleep in. We are Home Show Garden Pros. We talk gardening. We help you improve your gardening craft. So I would say stick with us. You know, if you're a DIYer inside, you're a DIYer outside. Mm-hmm. We'll teach you a lot of cool stuff. This is Sports Radio 610. I'm sitting here with the fabulous Anita Nelson.
The adjectives you come up with to describe me, I just I'm walking on air when I leave
knowledgeable.
This studio.
Well, you should be. You're
Maybe
worth
my
it.
My head might get a little too big from being
well,
around you.
Well, these
too much.
Headphones are flexible, so if the head gets big, that is okay. We love your questions. In fact, we're doing a giveaway today. Everybody who calls in with a question gets MicroLife. So 7-pound jug, which is a lot. So
which
call
one
us.
Is it? Which one are they giving away?
Anyone they want.
Anyone they want.
Any dry deal. 713-572-4610. That's how you get the good stuff. Anita and I are sitting here. We're talking about solutions. Like, what are the first steps you need to take if you have a crisis? What should you do? We're answering your questions. We're going to do that right now. Michael, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
So it's not about lawns. So we actually moved. We just sold our house of like 14 plus years, and I was trying to take some of the trees with us by growing some a couple of different trees, a magnolia tree. I was hoping to get more. I only got one, and some Texas mountain laurels. I got them from like actually germinated the seeds and grew them. The question I have is, when do I start like doing stuff with them? Like right now, they're just in the pot. They're sitting there getting water, from the sun and all that. And I'm not giving them any food or anything like that. At what point do I start trying to encourage them with other stuff?
Are you ready to plant them in the ground? Have you moved to your new home, or do you
No. Yeah. So I'm probably a year away.
Magnolia
tree. And I call it a tree. It's 4 inches tall or something like that. The laurels I have in, and I'm horrible about knowing how big the pot is, but let's say it's a 2 foot round pot or foot and a half round pot, and I've got maybe 6 of the laurels. So I guess the question about the laurels specifically, because I really love those trees because I love the grape smelling flowers I have. And when should I split them, or should I just keep them all together and let them grow as one big thing?
I would split them and put them in separate pots, and not too big of a pot either. There's plants don't like it when there's soil in a pot that doesn't have roots in it. The soil tends to start to sour and go bad on you. So I would definitely split them up, and you're gonna have to baby them for sure for the next year. Keep an eye on them. Keep them well watered. Look at that foliage color. Make sure that they're healthy green.
So I would I would split them up as quick as possible. I would do that ASAP.
Okay.
And then feed them.
Feed them what though? Like I don't like because again, you know what? Because I'm definitely I would say not a novice, but I'm not an expert in my renting. So I'm not really doing anything outside other than mowing and whatever. But these specific, I guess. I would do Miracle-Gro or whatever.
That's what Danny was trying to steer you away from, the Miracle-Gro, because it's so strong. I always say it's like eating junk food for a week. It's just not. It's going to make you all jazzed up, but then you're going to crash and burn. I would definitely go with the MicroLife, but I'm not sure. I've asked Danny's opinion. Should we go liquid or should we go with the granular for the transplanting?
Well, to be honest with you, when you're doing the transplanting, I would do both. Yeah, I'd water. Mm-hmm. I'd get some of the granules in, and you get in a 7-pound container of it, and I'd just get the 6-2-4. When you get a new pot, put a lot of that in, and you can read the label, do a little bit more than the label says, and then get yourself a little Ocean Harvest Super Seaweed and kind of dilute that with water and water that in. You got to keep them, pretty wet in the container because it drains. And, I think that you can do it. Nelson Plant Food is another great thing for containers. But really, you want to start using that once they're established.
Mm-hmm.
So
in terms of in the container, I should keep, I should make sure it never, like the soil should never get dry. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, not after maybe the top inch or something like that. Yeah, until you really got a feel for how it's holding water, you can overwater those mountain laurels pretty quickly, but they also don't want to dry out in the pot. So they're pretty tough plant to grow.
I'm trying to make sure that they're like able to handle, because I put them in full sun, trying to make sure they're going to be able to handle kind of light. But they're also young, and I don't want to kill them.
Yeah, you don't need to harden them until you're ready to plant them.
Yeah.
So that full sun business, I would avoid that.
And then one last question while I got you guys. So one of the laurels actually is like shooting up. I mean, it's already 7 or 8 inches. And I planted these about a year ago. I think I did them in August is when I actually, or October, I forget exactly when I did it last year. And one of them is just growing. Should I try and stake it, or do I let it grow naturally? That's the other thing, because I don't want to trim, you know, little guys.
They've done studies about staking trees, and it actually weakens a tree. It does not allow.
That's what I thought.
Yep. So I would not stake it.
What it does, it does?
Yep.
Okay.
I cringe when I drive around and see all these staked trees, and, oh, not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try not to do that, but, you know, sometimes. I know for, like, the younger, like, oaks and stuff like that, I've seen that where if it's leaning, that's the only time I've ever tried to stake a tree, if it's leaning. But in general, I know if you stake it, it means that now it's going to be dependent on that stake to grow.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, well, thanks so much, man. We're up against the break, so we're going to let you go. But,
thank you.
Yeah, great thoughts. And we'll keep talking about your questions, so don't worry about that. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm with Anita Nelson. You can join the conversation just like Michael did, 713-572-4610. Take a minute to talk about Nature's Way Resources. We love their compost. It is the best in the business. I actually just got a text from John Ferguson because our caller Chris was talking about peach trees. And Nature's Way Resources has a bunch of fruit trees. They have a bunch of different peach trees in different sizes. They also have a really great selection of native plants. It's pretty well curated, actual, like, area natives. That on top of their great compost, which is what I'm going to talk about right now, because it is the best compost. So years ago when I was building my beds, every single bed, I have four beds, I used a different soil from a different, you know, soil maker. And I just asked the companies, hey, what's the best stuff I can use? And Nature's Way Resources was the only one that really grew the plants really well and kept on growing them really well. And that was just, you know, another one I had to nurse back to health with Nature's Way Resources. One of them I had to replace completely, like not even, the soil didn't even work at all. I ended up kind of just spreading it over some low areas of my lawn. That's all it was good for, even though it was pretty expensive stuff. So Nature's Way just, it grows vegetables. If you've got a problem with a tree, mulching with their compost can pretty much overcome any tree problem you've got. That stuff, the gravity sinks it down, the microbes start to exchange, you end up having a much healthier plant. They just make the best compost in the area. You know, I don't know, maybe in the world. I don't know if there's some competition, but I do know that people all over the U.S. specifically call Nature's Way Resources and order compost for them, and they pay whatever the cost is for delivery because that's how great their product is. So if you're making a blueberry bed, if you're trying to get a native plant bed established, if you're doing stuff in pots, they have soils for that. They have mixes for that. Their native mulch is the jam. Effectively, it's like magic for trees. So that's all I really say about that. But it's so good. It's made from the nutrient-rich part of the trees, which is the outer branches. The growth tips is where all the nutrients are in a tree. So they don't make their mulch from a bunch of the trunks. They make them from, like, that real nutrient-dense part. Anyway, they care a lot about their craft, and they're definitely, like, leaders in this industry and have really helped push Houston to be kind of one of the best places for organic gardening in the nation. So John Ferguson's there. Guy's the jam. Again, they have peach trees. So, Chris, if you're listening, you know, hey, after Nelson's, head on up there and see if you can get something there, if Nelson's can't get you something. Or maybe Nelson's can get it from John.
Yeah.
So search naturewayresources.com to find their compost. They got a great blog, great newsletter, all that stuff. So naturewayresources.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family owned, family run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We are Home Show Garden Pros. Anita Nelson.
And Danny Milliken.
A true professional here on Sports Radio 610. Taking your calls, talking gardening, talking how do I handle the summer heat? 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. 572-4610. Brad, you were on Home Show Garden Pros. Man, I'm having a hard time saying pros. Okay, Brad, what's your question?
A question. I'm wanting to build a, I guess, a box in my backyard to start a garden.
Wonderful.
A vegetable garden.
Great.
And didn't know really process. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, building something like 12 by 4. As far as the box goes, the base, you know, the wood around. And I didn't know what kind of soil and compost I need to do to do that to try and grow some vegetables.
Well, what I would do is definitely build your box. That's how I do it. I have boxes. And I would just fill the whole thing with compost and plant directly in that. I wouldn't even work the soil underneath the boxes.
How deep are you thinking to go, okay, Brad?
I'm just looking at just like putting it on top. I mean, there again, I don't know. I mean, do I need to dig the sod up, my grass up underneath the box? Or can I just go ahead and just put compost and you know, the soil on top of that?
Well, my question for you is, how tall do you want to make your beds?
I'm looking at, you know, like maybe 2 feet.
Okay, so that really kind of answers the question, a couple questions. So at 2 feet, you don't really need to do anything to the grass underneath except for make sure that your beds can be level. And so that might be digging a trench to making sure they're level underneath. 2 feet of soil will smother whatever grass. You'll actually have kind of a nice nitrogen layer down there with the roots and leaves. At 2 feet also, you're going to want to mix in expanded shale in the whole process. So I'm with Anita. Just compost, Nature's Way compost is the best. It works really great for growing stuff. With a 2 foot 4x12 bed, you're probably going to need 4 yards, something like that. So you can actually do all the math. A yard is 27 cubic feet. And so if you do 2 times 4 times 12, just divide that by 27 and you'll see how many yards you need. And so
Would I be okay going with 1 foot? 1 foot?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The same thing would apply for one foot. I actually have less of a problem with drainage. You may have some issues with drainage with 2 feet. And you know, if you're not worried about like your back or, you know, aging into this bed, then really 1 foot is plenty great. So I would say their leaf mold compost, actually whatever compost you can get there. Sometimes they sell out of stuff. So whatever they've got available, mix that about, you know, 4 to 1 with expanded shale, and I think you'll really love it. So when I'm building a new bed and loading the bed up with a new compost, I will mix in MicroLife then too, just to get it all through the soil for right when the plants are there to just explode. So Home Depot sells big rolls of construction paper, and I like to put it down on the bottom, wet it down, and then put a little bit of my compost in on top of it, just as a layer of decomposition on top of the grass. But a big thing is you want to level the beds. So if you're making them from wood or brick or whatever, you want that level, because if it's not level, it's going to be less attractive and you're going to be less drawn to garden in it. So big thing is attraction to the bed, make it visible, make it near water, make it easy to get to. Just do all the things that, you know, don't give yourself obstacles to gardening. Is number one is, you know, your time spent out there is number one how you're going to be successful. So, you know, make those strategic decisions. But yeah, Nature's Way Resources is the soil to use, and you'll have success if you get that soil. So pretty much locked down. Thanks so much, Brad. All right, this is Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. Here with the super doubly superhero. She's a super heroine of gardening, Anita Nelson, on Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. Give us a call. We'll answer your garden questions, 713-572-4610. Brad gets MicroLife. Everybody who calls in with a question gets MicroLife this hour. Mm-hmm. So we're loving that. And we're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back. Home Show Garden Pros.
Do-it-yourself painting seems easy till you head to the store. Pick a color. Buy paint, brushes, rollers, drop cloths, mix paint, borrow ladder, back to store, forgot a roller, pen, tape, and turpentine. Or you could call Tom Tynan's Painting Home Show Pro, Rudy's Quality Painting. Rudy's pros even fix spots that need fixing, leaving you time to take it easy. Running errands, cheering on kids, school sports, school plays and projects, dentists and doctors. At least Rudy's makes one thing easier. Rudy's QualityPainting.com.
Kind of an addiction, you just keep going on and on and on.
Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts with Trifection.
We had our master bath, had the kitchen downstairs. We had the utility room completely done.
But wait, there's more.
I mean, once you're in a little older home and you start updating it.
Trifection Whole Home Remodeling gets more home from the house you have.
Well, they did such a good job on the kitchen and the master. We said, hey, you know, can you drop a plan on these other deals?
See examples at trifection.net.
Like I said, they did a super job.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
MicroLife all-organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
And Anita Nelson. All right, Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. Anita's got a really cool thing she brought called Nelson News. Anita, what is this, y'all's newsletter?
Yeah, we publish a newsletter, you know, old school, three times a year that we mail out to our customers on our mailing list. And I really try to make it fun to read, whimsical, full of garden
the
tips.
Pictures are great.
Oh, thanks.
It's really a good-looking little dealy. It's not like...
Yeah.
We're talking glossy stuff.
Yes.
Open it up, four-pager. Ooh, who's this handsome fella?
Well, that's you, Danny, to remind our customers and clients to listen to you every Saturday.
Well, we are trying to give good advice.
Such a wealth of information. I've learned so much from you, and I really appreciate this show, even though it's part of making it happen.
Well, good thing we got these flexible headsets, because now my head's getting big. So Nelson Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's like, you know, small food items you guys have.
No, it's just little factoids that I put in there just for fun.
Gotcha.
Do a different theme every year. And this year we just talked about all the crazy little ceramic critters that we have at the shop.
Super cute. Look at a little frog.
They had a little interest in they personalize your garden. They're a lot of fun. And they don't degrade. You know, everything here degrades.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what, but ceramics don't. And because we don't have really severe freezes, they don't freeze and crack either.
So how does somebody get this awesome newsletter?
Oh, they just come to our shop and ask to be on the mailing list, and we'll mail it to them.
Uh-oh, got a coupon on here.
Yeah, there's a coupon, so there's always good incentives for getting that newsletter.
I'm going to cut that out.
Yep.
Get that going.
Yeah, but the one thing I did want to talk about is in September the International Water Lily Society is going to be in San Angelo, Texas. And you might say, well, San Angelo, Texas? Why in the world there? Because believe it or not, Texas is famous all over the world amongst water lily people. China, Australia, they all come to San Angelo because where the collection of the biggest collection of species and hybrid water lilies are in the world. In San Angelo, Texas.
That is awesome. That's so cool. Well, looks like you guys also have a friends and family night coming up October 27th. Mark your calendar.
It's fun. People wear their costumes. It's really kind of fun to see all the creativity of costumes on that night.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Man, this has so many pretty pictures in it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do have great stuff, though. Great pots, great containers, and I love the organic soil amendment section.
Yes. Well,
of course thanks
you
so
do.
Much for showing me this.
You're welcome.
I'm going to keep that for later. All right, so Anita Nelson, Nelson Water Gardens, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, beautiful spot, beautiful plants. We are going to do some quick answer questions.
Okay.
All right, so if you are online for a question, we're going to say your name, ask your question. We're going to try to get you an answer here in a little bit. We're going to do it right after the break. And so just get your question ready, and we're ready for you. So get ready for us. Want to talk about Warren Southern Gardens. Up in Kingwood, beautiful spot. Really, you know, two of their managers do this show with us, Michael and Diane. And then you have Dean and Bernice, the Warrens, and they do all kinds of stuff. They have a pool company. They make their own compost, really cool stuff. But Michael and Diane are so knowledgeable. And, you know, they're not the only ones of their staff members that really, really know their stuff. They love answering questions. They're always doing events. But the great thing, you go up there, and by the way, it's beautiful. So you'll get up there and you'll just be like, oh my gosh, let's hang out here for a while. Do you guys have coffee? That's what you'll be like. You may not talk like that, but you will when you get there. Okay. But they're going to give you great advice And they're not going to do it with attitude. They're not going to do it with, like, why didn't you know that plants are green, stupid? You know, they're going to, like, really give you advice without attitude. And that's one of the great things about that place. I mean, I really could kind of talk all day about how gorgeous it is, but they just, they know so much. And they have so much from native plants, pollinators, to, like, organic methods, how to use compost, how to use stuff. They have a couple of, like, really cool amendments that they've created, mixes they've created. One of them is called and I can't remember the name of it, but it's a improved vinegar, basically. So orange oil, vinegar, and molasses. And it's this great herbicide that Michael taught me about a long time ago that isn't bad for the soil. So with this age of lawsuits against herbicides, you know, here's something that's, like, safe. So they just they have so much knowledge there. They also have a cool You Kill It, Warrens Replaces It guarantee. So a really cool thing that if you follow the instructions they give you, which how cool is it they give you instructions, then, like, if you follow those instructions and the plant still dies, they'll replace it. Pretty cool stuff. And then they'll, like, really make sure that you don't kill it again, mister. But anyway, we don't want to kill plants. We want them to survive. We want a better plant as an older plant, not a new plant. So there's a gardener in every one of us. Warren Southern Gardens is a safe place to set yours free. So visit them online. Go up there in Kingwood, but find out right where they are. WarrenSouthernGardens.com. And if you're waiting for speed round, just wait a little bit more and we will get to your questions.
You can't ignore a store so full of floors. Jason and Ryan's Pad, Texas Floors. Tile, carpet, wood, and more. Before dashing out the door to see this store, call first for some phone rapport. 'Cause floors by the score they'll bring to your door through samples you'll pour. That's so Texas Floors. Tom Tynan took a tour proclaiming, "I will look no more." It is you, dear listener, he implores. Choose Texas Floors. Whatever floor you adore, it's at the core of TexasFloors.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, this is Home Show Garden Pros. We are wrapping our show up with the speed round. This is where you ask a question, we give you our best answer as fast as we can. Okay, hope everybody, are you, Anita, ready for the speed round?
Yeah, I'm looking anxious here.
You're going to do great. You're going to do great. All right, Matt, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Yes, I have some well-established red tips across the front of my house. I had a new roof put on last year, and now it seems like after water runs off the roof, like the front half of my red tips where the water hits it, they're all looking like they're thinning out, they're spotted, they're not growing well. So I don't know if there's something that they've put in these shingles that is killing them or...
My guess is there probably is some, like, chemical treatment on those shingles.
I'm guessing an algicide to keep algae from growing on there.
Yep, and then also the battering of the water coming off. Mm-hmm. So we're going to say compost. Mulch those with compost pretty heavily. Do it two times this year, and I think you'll start to see a recovery.
And eventually those toxins will leach out of that those shingles.
So there's your best bet. Go for some compost, Matt. Thanks so much. Okay, Fred, what's your question? Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, how you doing? I have a two-year yard. It looked good last year. This year, it's a St. Augustine grass. This year, I have brown spots all over, dead, roots dead. I've done the chintz bug treatment. I've done a lot of the other treatments, and it doesn't seem to be anything working.
Have you done a compost top dressing?
No, I have not.
So the great thing about that is that it will deepen the roots of your plants. And it will get those nutrients kind of down to the roots. So that's my best advice to you. If you don't want to do it yourself, call Year Round Organic Lawn Solutions. But it's just spreading compost over the whole yard, and it's a great thing to do for a young yard. Really great.
It's just magic. Compost is magic, flat out.
Yeah, it's biological magic. Okay. So I would definitely go for a compost top dressing.
Yep.
Okay, and is that company on your website?
Yeah, I think so, but it's called Year Round. So
Year Round. Okay.
Yep.
All righty.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.
Okay, Marcus, speed round, go.
Yes, sir. My question is regarding top post treatment as well on San Augustine grass. Do you recommend doing that just once a year, or what's the frequency on that?
So when I moved into my house, I did it twice in the first year, 2009, and during the drought, everything, you know, plants struggled, but then I've done it once since then, around the drought time to 2012, and I haven't watered since 2011, and I haven't had any problems with anything since 2011.
And do you use a mulching lawnmower?
I do.
So that you're returning all that to the soil?
Yeah, so I would say that if you can do 2 years in a row of the compost top dress, you'll pretty much seal the deal if you're using Nature's Way compost for a great lawn.
Okay, and is there a particular time of year that I should do that?
There is not.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And is there a place here locally close by in Houston where I could get some compost for that?
Nature's Way Resources.
Nature's Way Resources.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Ricky, speed round, go.
Hey, bud, I got a rock bed instead of mulch bed in the front yard. Can I expect more insects in that bed, like roaches?
No, roaches are detrivores. They actually break wood down. So you can expect more insects on your plants because they're not getting viable nutrients. You need to make sure you liquid fertilize pretty often.
Okay, so, and would it be wise to just add a little bit of mulch between the house and the rock, maybe?
No, I don't think so. Just make sure you're keeping your irrigation healthy, super seaweed, ocean harvest, do all that stuff. Hey, thanks, bud. Hey, all you guys that just called in, hopefully we kept you on the line for your MicroLife free gift. Good times. Anita, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for me coming here. No,
I think the speed round kerbuzzled Anita a little bit.
Yes.
Well, that was our Home Show Garden Pro speed round. Our job is to get you growing and get you being a better gardener. Stay tuned. Tom Tynan is on now. Give him a call, 713-572-4610. This is now Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Thank you for helping make Home Show Garden Pros Houston's fastest growing garden show. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, your garden is always growing, so we're here to help anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Get answers, tips, videos, and our podcast all free. All for you at homeshowgardenpros.com.